Seattle, May 30th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe and Danielle. The weather shows chances of thunderstorms through the weekend. Temperatures 28 to 33 degrees. Southwesterly winds 10 to 25 kilometers per hour.
So now we have an interview with Kamala talking about
Kolams.
It's a meditation, and I see it's really holding a powerful energy while you do in your house. And it's Kolam, it's not like you play. It's, of course, it's beauty, it's art, it's a bhakti yoga. Also, when you do in the morning, like the women's, even my mother, I used to see, she got up very earlier, like even 5:35 before the sunrise. And they prepare the front of the house with the cow dung water. It's a water also spraying front of the house. It's like heart. Even the spray towards the east when the sun rises, you know, sun comes. To you welcome also the sun god to, you know, come to the earth and given the strength and power and protect the world. So it's also a prayer. So they do actually a pot, holding the pot of cow dung water. And the spray, the rhythm of tala, even you can see the tala in its, the music, you know, the beat like that. They spray the way it's giving the sound. And it is really beautiful to hear. And they wait for a few minutes to soak that water in the ground. And then they clean with the coconut stick. From the coconut tree, they take a stick from that. Then they clean it. And then they apply a rice powder. In the ancient time, they used only rice powder. Rice powder is to provide and give food for the insect and ants. Because the symbolic giving, it's you know, it's heart like giving. And cow dung is not just a water, no, it's also antiseptic. Plus, smooth on the ground, which is giving the contrast, the color. You know, when you apply the green, in cow dung, it gives natural color green. Then you apply the rice powder, it gives the more contrast. And it's really beautiful. And also kolam, it's just not like you do kolam, but it's also like festival kolam and puja kolam. And your and the planet column, and each day you have each, like Monday or Tuesday, you know, the 7 days you have also the mantras column. You're welcoming a good spirit to enter in the house, and welcoming friends. And while you do the column, and it's a meditation, like you give more concentration in your mind and your eyes and your finger.
The term of the Governing Board and International Advisory Council will expire in September. The Working Committee invites all people who may be interested in discussing the future setup of the Oroville Foundation to a meeting on Friday, 6 June, 5 p.m. at Town Hall. Tamil poet and author Meenakshi has been nominated to serve in the Sahitya Akademi Tamil Advisory Board through the year 2012. This is a prestigious membership conferred on Meenakshi for her long-time association with the Tamil literary world. A few words from the mother. And after death, when most of you for the first time realize what life is all about, you will begin to see that your life here is almost nothing but the sum total of every choice you have made during every moment of your life. Your thoughts, which you're responsible for, are as real as your deeds. You will begin to realize that every word and every deed affects your life and also touches thousands of lives. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.
And tap tap for today.